The meeting of the Administration Committee. I'm Scott Weiner, the Vice Chair of the Committee. Can we confirm a quorum?
Good morning. Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay. First, we'll go to the consent calendar, item 2. Does anyone want to pull anything off of the consent calendar? Okay. I don't have any public comment cards on the consent calendar.
Consent.
Okay. Second. And can we take that without objection? That'll be approved. Item number 3, relating to the budget, Mr. Mayhew. Oh, he's not here.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Eva Sun with MTC Finance, here to present the budget amendment for your approval. This is a routine budget amendment that we do after the audit is completed every fiscal year, when the grant balances are finalized, and then we bring over the unused portion into this year's budget. This budget revision includes prior year unused planning funds of $793,000. That's mainly going to be used for the Transit Sustainability Project, replacing an STP grant for an STP exchange grant of $10 million for the Transit-Oriented Affordable Housing Program, and new project revenue of $267,000. Prior year contract encumbrances were carried over from the prior year for $3.7 million, as shown in your detail in Attachment A of the memo. The Clipper Capital Project was also increased by $1.2 million. This concludes the presentation. Staff recommends that this revised resolution 4089 for the revised budget be forwarded to the Commission for approval.
Okay, colleagues, any questions or comments on item number 3? Okay, I have no public comment cards, so we'll close public comment. Can I get a motion forward this to the Commission for approval? Okay.
Second.
Okay, and can we take that without objection? And then we'll do that. Item number 4, reauthorization of the investment policy.
Good morning, Commissioner Sue Wu with the Finance Department. Seeking approval to reauthorize and revise the MTC investment policy for 2014. There are 3 revisions to the policy this year. You go to tab 4. Where we like to change the mutual fund requirements to 2 ratings to conform to state code from the current 1 rating we have. We also like to remove banker acceptances as an option because that's fairly outdated. And we also like to amend the liquidity levels to reflect increased needs in debt and operations. Happy to answer any questions you may have with regards to the revisions or the reauthorization.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions or comments? I have no public comment cards, so seeing no public comment, we'll close public comment. Can I get a motion to forward item 4 to the full commission? And a second?
Second.
Okay, and can we take that without objection? Then that will be the order. Item number 5.
Good morning, Sue Wu again with Finance Department. excuse me. Staff is seeking approval of MTC Reso 4129, which will allow MTC to execute a JPA to join the CalTrust pool. CalTrust is a program that was established by public agencies in California for the purpose of investing local agency funds. The Board of Trustees supervises and administers the investment program. The board is comprised of local investment officers and public agency members. The operations is managed by Wells Fargo, and I will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Commissioner Haggerty.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What's the difference between this pool and then the LAIF pool that is also administered by this?
The LAIF pool is a lot larger. I believe they're like at about $60 billion in assets, and I think it's more difficult to join the board. Here, they're very encouraging for you to actually join the board and to manage your funds.
How do the rates compare?
It's probably less favorable the last time I've seen it.
Our rates, the current. Yeah, really. That's funny. So the CalTrust rates are less favorable?
Yeah, I believe it's at about 6 basis points right now, but that is comparable to the CAMP fund that we are participating in. They're right on top of each other.
So did we look at trying to join the LAIF pool?
We are in the LAIF pool right now. The problem is our CFO does have a very long-term memory of being part of that pool when there are budget problems. When there were budget problems in the past, the governor would freeze the funds, and it wasn't very liquid at that point. But we have a small portion in LAIF.
Well, if we all had long memories of financial institutions, we'd all have our money under our mattress. So I guess I'm a little confused. If we're in LAIF, I don't understand why we're joining another pool, especially when the other pool pays better.
Many of the pools also have limits.
Okay, then I'll help me with that one.
We're not at the limit yet with LAIF, but it has been difficult to move money around in LAIF, to withdraw funds immediately at times.
I thought that was the advantage of LAIF, is at any given moment you could just pull money out of it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hammer this one. It seems like maybe staff could look a little bit more into this and see how we can maximize our return anyways, and if it's putting the maximum in LAIF and then putting the rest into this CalTrust, maybe that's the way we should go, but I'll trust you guys to do that.
Okay.
Okay, colleagues, any other questions or comments? I have no public comment cards on item number 5, so we will close public comment. Can I get a motion to forward this to the commission?
So moved.
And a second? Okay, and we'll take that without objection. I have no public comment cards. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, close public comment. And there being no other business, we'll adjourn this meeting until our next meeting on February 12th.